It's 88.5 KCSN, Sky Daniels. Happy to be joined by Nathan and Adam from the Boxer Rebellion. Welcome, guys.
Hi. Hello. Good morning.
So we're going to talk about the new album Ocean by Ocean, and then we're also going to talk about the recent performance at the Terragram Ballroom, which was a sold-out performance. But let's talk about way back when.
Sure.
It's almost hard in my head to believe that the Boxer Rebellion have been together for 15 years.
It was strange for us too. It's kind of like a bigger example of what we experience on tour, where it seems to fly by, but then if you really focus in on the beginning of it, wow, it seems like a different lifetime ago.
It does. I think we've all, like, we were, you know, 19, 20 years old. I think Adam was even younger.
And I was 19.
Yeah, so like, and now, you know, we're in our mid-30s, and you kind of, our whole adulthood has been this band, so. Yeah.
When you get to this point in your life, well, it becomes substantive. You know, it is an integral part of your life now, so it's not anything you can be lackadaisical about.
Yeah, it's something you can't, it's almost like you can't give it up. It's like some sort of relationship that is it's just too ingrained in us as people.
We're institutionalized.
Yeah.
Is what it is, really. And that institutionalization stretches it across elements that are beyond music. They stretch to us wanting to like be around each other in a strange way, even though, like brothers, quite often we hate each other. It's our life.
Yeah, I mean, we hang out when we're not in. Yeah, we see each other a lot, but we don't really get tired of each other.
Yeah.
So that helps.
And sometimes that falls apart with a band whilst the music's still great, which is always a shame. And
yeah.
Then sometimes it's the other way around. Bands love each other, but the inspiration runs out and the creativity runs dry. Neither have happened with us.
Big ideas. For the first time in my life, I've seen the relevance of love when you don't have much, when it's what you need. And I have big ideas for you and me. I feel lucky with the worst luck that I met you when I felt messed up. I feel lucky with the worst luck that I met you when I felt messed up. Feel lucky with the worst luck. Wish I'd met you now before we broke it up. Big ideas. You're in the shadow, still in light against the wall. You're the dream I had just before I woke up. Am I running through that mind of yours at all? And I have big ideas for you. I feel lucky with the worst luck that I met you when I felt messed up. I feel lucky with the worst luck that I met you when I felt messed up. I feel lucky with the worst luck. Wish I'd met you now before we broke it up. feel lucky with the worst luck that I met you when I felt messed up. I feel lucky with the worst luck that I met you when I felt messed up. And I have beat you. I'm dead.
The new album, Ocean by Ocean, it does have a reflective quality throughout, and that comes across in a number of the songs on this record. Is that a conscious thing where you have to work towards this sense of let's keep the fires burning as a band?
I mean, when we're writing, I guess we don't want to feel like we're... like if we were to go and make, because we have five albums, if we were to go and try and remake whatever we did on our first album, I'd feel quite fake about it. I don't feel like, I'll enjoy performing those songs, but they're a lot more shouty and angsty, and I just don't feel like if I was going to do that now, it would necessarily represent me as much.
And a lot of your longtime fans.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
yeah.
they've grown along with you and they've gone down the path.
Yeah, people often will say, you always get a certain group of fans, I think, with any act that's done multiple albums, that say, why don't you do this again?
Yeah.
Well, because it won't be authentic. When something isn't authentic, then the majority of people, rather than you, the niche wanting to look cool with the first album person, won't believe it, you know. And I think you've hit upon something there that's very true. When we write now, and the attitude we take towards our music is kind of being formed in the studio, there's more of a sense of, I guess, contentment and more of a relaxed atmosphere that this is our life. I think so many bands start out writing and you can almost sense the want in the music, that you can almost sense the kind of desperation for a future that isn't there yet.
Yeah.
Whereas perhaps we've, and maybe we had a bit of that at the beginning, but perhaps now we kind of write with just a knowingness of what we are and that this is now and a presence that we didn't have before.
It's the mask you hide behind, but I can change your mind. We can bring this back from wrong, bring it back to where we belong. There's a pressure to do what's good. I wanna do everything I should. Let's disappear, let's disappear. Let's get out of here, get out of here. We're moving on, we're moving on. I'm an outline in the night, a silhouette to the light. Even before the day could see, I saw your eyes look straight through me. And the pressure to do what's good. I wanna do everything I should. So let's disappear, let's disappear. Let's get out of here, get out of here. We're moving on, we're moving on. Let's disappear, let's disappear. Let's get out of here, get out of here. We're moving on, we're moving on. Let's get out here on our way to something new. Yeah, we're moving on. Let's disappear. Let's disappear. Let's get out of here. Get out of here. We're moving on. We're moving on. We're moving on. We're moving on. Let's disappear. Let's disappear. Let's get out of here. Get out of here. We're moving on. We're moving on. Oh.
As a band, when you're trying to go across the world and establish fans on an international basis, it's ocean by ocean, and it's a big world out there. The touring process, is that as much fun as it was 15 years ago, or is it get a little harder as time goes by?
Well, it's different. I mean,
I enjoy it more.
I'll probably enjoy it more. I mean, like, for instance, this tour, we're on a bus, and we've done a few U.S. tours where we're in a van.
Bus is better.
Bus is way better.
Yeah.
I mean, the difference, I guess the hard bit is we're not unattached. I guess that's the correct word. Like, we, three of us are married, two of us have kids. You don't like to be away as long, but at the same sense, we're a bigger band than we used to be. So the shows are more fun. So there's like,
a give and take,
But it's been really fun.
I like it more now. I think for two reasons. Firstly, when you're younger and you're in a band, you anticipate tours, you build them up so much in your mind, and then naturally, with us being a smaller band at that time, there was a greater drop between that anticipation and the actual reality of it.
The seven people shows, that show up in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, the crammed into rooms. And so it would be far more of a kind of bipolar experience back then. And now our expectations are realistic. And a lot of stuff is a bonus. But some things are surprising. You know, we flew to Mexico City the other day, and that always surprises me how many fans we have there. We've had shows on this tour that have reminded me how wonderful American audiences can be, how enthusiastic, how welcoming they can be. And yeah, I think expectations versus kind of what we have now are in a far better place.
You never worried too much when we both were young. You cover up your heart and cover up alone. The more I saw indifference, I knew you lost your nerve. The more your best intentions were just left unheard. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. And always remember me when you are lost and when you're in need. And always remember if you've missed the mark, even if you fall apart. Never the interference that we run with now. When you see the daylight that could soon go out, we only seem to talk of being misunderstood. When nothing hell's the matter when what we knew was good? Let it out, let it out, let it out. And always remember me when you are lost and when you're in need. And always remember us if you miss the mark, even if you fall apart.
Fortunate that we got to get you in here so that we could talk about the new album and life in the Boxer Rebellion. And, and we really appreciate you coming out today. Best of luck. Cheers. All the proper things that I should say as a salutation.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
It's 88.5 KCSN with the Boxer Rebellion.